We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Shurmur. Coach, welcome. How are you?
How's it going, Mike?
All right, Coach. What do you want to tell me, or what can you say about what's going on with Laletta today?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty much released what happened. You know, he's involved in, you know, a traffic deal this morning on the way to work, and you know, I think he was well, I know he was arrested, and but he's back here at the office, and so we're trying to get to the bottom of it and learn some more of the details of what happened. And you know, obviously it's disturbing when this kind of stuff happens.
Did you talk to him?
Huh?
Did you talk to him?
I've talked to him, yes.
Okay. Is the team taking any action?
Well, I mean, there's obviously things we're going to do internally, and sure, there, you know, there's consequences for this type of behavior. And so,
but you haven't announced anything. You haven't announced anything yet, though.
No, okay. No, and really, we wouldn't announce it.
Right.
You know, the internal.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
I thought maybe it could be suspended or something like that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Again, we're still gathering information on all this, and
gotcha.
You know, we can't.
I understand.
You know,
it just happened.
This isn't a way to behave, and
right.
But this is not going to be taken lightly, and it's something we got to get to the bottom of, and. We're actively doing that right now.
All right, I'm sure that's what you needed today. Was that? I mean, I mean, you don't expect a kid like. I mean, that's a bizarre story. That's for sure. But hey, it's been that. It's been that kind of year. If something can go wrong, it goes wrong. That's for sure. You get a chance to sit back this week and do a little introspection, and you got a week off as you get a chance to kind of. Look at everything. I'm sure you're going to be looking at one thing because your season really, if you want to boil it down, comes down to one thing. You can't get your team in the end zone. That's what it comes down to.
No doubt. I think when you look at what we've done with this team, you know, we found a way to move the ball effectively. We get down there, we're not getting it in the end zone. You know, I think that's what's got to change. Early on, we did it better than we did, obviously, the last 6 weeks, and that affects games and that scoring. And so, it's all connected. When we run the ball down there, we got to block them better. We got to gain more yards. It's extra critical to be able to run the ball, especially in the red zone. And then, you know, when we choose to throw it, you know, we got to hit on those throws. And so it's connected. If it was one person or one thing, it would be already fixed and it would be done. But, you know, it's a connected thing with everybody. You know, and so it's important that we and you can't trade out all the players, and so you just try to get them as good as you can. And we had a good practice today working on a bunch of red zone stuff, and we're going to try to address the problems and get them fixed.
I mean, to me, it doesn't look like the offensive line doesn't look like it's getting any better. I mean, you've had a lot of injuries. Yeah. You've had a lot of changes. You've used a lot of people running through there, but – I mean, the yards per carry, the first and 10 stuff runs have been awful.
Right.
The yards, and you got a great kid. I mean, the back's got great talent. We know that.
Yeah.
And it fans off everything. I mean, drop balls, we've seen too much of that. It's got to affect the quarterback who gets sacked 7 times. I mean, there's no question about it. So all the way down, no one's being vindicated. But, boy, the question is, 8 games in, you've been asked the same thing over and over. I'm sure you're tired of being asked it. I mean, how does it get fixed? It gets fixed when you guys block better. That's when it's going to start getting better, I think.
You know what? I think, and I said it early on, and I do believe it, you know, I think we're going to go as far as our line will block for us. And, you know, and there have been stretches. Actually, you know, when you look at guys individually, I think Will played his best game, Hernandez, and that's good to see from a rookie. He's getting better. You know, so Nate Solder had a much better day because he had practiced all week. You know, our second time out, played better. You know, I think on the right side, Wheeler was dragging around the ankle and they got knocked out. And John had a tough matchup, you know, and so – yeah, I mean, we got to do a better job just getting those guys blocked, and then I think everything else, you know, I think when you look around the league, too, and Eli's no different, you know, quarterbacks with a clean pocket are very efficient throwing the football.
No question.
They're very efficient.
This has become an easy league for quarterbacks when they have time to throw the ball.
There's no question. And you know, our quarterback's no different.
Hey, I watched Tom Brady last night. Tom Brady was under duress last night. He did not have a good game throwing a ball.
Well, and you can see, you know, and it affects, you know, one of the best of all time in terms of, you know, when you get a quarterback, you know, bouncing around, you know, it affects them. And so, you know, that's very critical. You know, we've tried to make some changes. We've made some changes that we think have helped, and we got to just continue to improve the guys we have and see where it takes us.
You know, I get asked all the time because everyone thinks now that it's you had a team that people were hoping had a chance to have a really good year. You're 1-7, yeah. And everyone thinks, oh, 1-7, just, you know, back up the truck. You did a little bit. You got rid of a couple of players. And everyone says, all right, let's see everybody. But they forget that you're trying to win games. I mean, that's what you still got 8 games to play. You know, you're thinking I can win 8 games in a row. I mean, that's what I'd be thinking if I were you, too. So, I mean, that's how you got to look at this, is how do I win the next game? And you're going to play the guys who give you the best chance to win the next game.
Well, and that's what the guys in the locker room trust that I'm going to do, is put the guys out there to give us the best chance to win. And I think that's what you try to do each week and then see what happens there. You know, it's not crazy to think you can win the last 8.
No.
And that's why we play this game, to compete.
But you do send a bad message to the fans when you start sending what are important players packing.
Yeah, no, that I guess that could be said. I do know this, though. The guys that filled in for Eli Apple played well. The guys that filled in for Snacks played well. And those are the two guys.
But you gave up 180 yards rushing.
Well, we did. But I do think, you know, we kept the points down.
You did.
And then last,
hey, except
and
for
really
one play, the defense played well.
Well, and then it was a 60-yard run that kind of added to that. So,
yes, I'm saying, except for that play, I thought you guys, the defense played really well, except for that one play.
No doubt. And so, you know, that's the way I look at it there. You know, I think we're not in that situation if we obviously don't turn the ball over in the red zone, and then we certainly score more, and that's less of a critical situation. So, listen, it's all coordinated. You know, we feel good about the trades that we made. And, you know, we're moving forward. And we really like the way the guys that filled in played on defense. I think there was many things we can build on there defensively.
Okay, and that's fair. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then I do think, you know, we're making some progress on special teams, you know. I think Hugh did a good job returning the ball. We're getting some return yardage, so we're starting to develop there. I think we're developing some good things on offense. We just got to finish the piece by getting the ball in the stinking end zone. And I think that's where the bright line is. And I think that's where it's got to happen. And we're not ducking it, Mike.
I understand.
I mean, we own it. And the whole part, you know, the whole point you make about blocking them, you know, it's a coordinated team effort.
No question. Hey, listen, everyone would like to see this. I'd like to see this back if he could operate like you expect him to operate. I mean, this kid's got special talent. I don't think there's any question. He shows it. I'm sure he shows it to you in practice. This kid's got all-world talent. You can see it.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, and then if you, it's a lot easier to play on second and two. You know, you haven't had a whole lot of second and twos this year.
Those are easy play calls to make, quite frankly.
Yes, I'm sure they are. You know, you've kept a stiff upper lip, and you've kept an even keel. You haven't shown a whole lot of anger. Eli never does, and I think fans they are puzzled by that. I think more than anything else is the best way to say it, because you seem to have a pretty easygoing demeanor for the most part. I mean, I think that looks to be who you are. So that I've seen so far, anyway.
I wouldn't misjudge what appears to be that. Trust me, the players and again, what we do and how we coach our team.
Right.
You know, I would love. Listen, there would be nothing that would make me feel better. That just snap and go off,
right?
That, you know, that some people might think that would be therapy.
Have you done that this year yet?
Well, I've done it plenty of times.
Okay,
but just not for the public to see.
I understand.
So you know, I think. Listen, I'm certainly.
Are you worried about where your
side.
Team is at 1-7? Are you worried about where they are mentally?
I worry about our team because I'm concerned about winning this next game. You know, and I'm concerned about our players, and I'm not worried about them fighting. I'm not worried. You know, they fought their tails off the whole game. You know, what concerns me is that we execute better, because I know that points to winning.
No question. And let's be honest. you have had, you haven't had what, and there aren't a lot of easy games in this league for the most part anyway. I mean, if anything, these next couple of games coming up are games that are what you would look at as being realistically winnable games for anybody. Hopefully that means you guys can win a couple of games in a row and get a little something going. But, right. I mean, everything changes, though. And, you know, I think a big issue, Coach, and this is part of it, is the last year was 3-13. That's part of it. The other part of it is having an aging Hall of Fame type quarterback who people are wondering when the end is. All right. Sure. When are you going to bench him? Are you going to bench him? Will he be back next year? What's going to happen to him? So you have to deal with that, which is something that you might not usually have to deal with. You have a lot of stuff coming into a first year that a lot of coaches don't have to deal with that you have to deal with this team.
Right. And I think, you know, it's easy for me because we got to do what we can, and I got to put the players on the field that give us the best chance to win. You know, and so when I look at the game the other night, you know, Eli threw a nice pass on 4th and 4 that was dropped. You know, there's things that happen in the game that are just not all Eli. Are there things he needs to do better? Absolutely. Is there areas that the whole team and especially the offense need to improve? Absolutely. And so, you know, that being said, I know there's, you know, everybody wants to call for, you know, this guy to be gone and let's put this guy in. We're aware of all that. We're aware of what it's going to take to, number one, win a game, number two, win a stretch of games, and then obviously, you know, what's going to happen a year from now. We're aware of all that. But, you know, as we play through this thing, we got to look at this thing realistically and just try to improve the team with all that in mind.
So, I mean, from that standpoint, I mean, do you look big picture now? I know you take it one game at a time. That's all you're doing. If you're going to play your best player, you're going to play Eli as your best quarterback. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. But that doesn't mean the kid doesn't ever get in this year, right?
I don't
know how today changes his career. I don't want to get into today. Before. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's going to change things anyway. But, I mean, do you have...
I got to continue. To be fair to that question, yeah. let me sort out what happened today a little bit more.
Right.
You know, and then it's probably a better one for next week's conversation. But I do think it's important that we do what we can to put the best team on the field.
Right.
And we, listen, as the coach, my concern is the issues of the day and moving forward to the next game. You know, there's elements of the building that, you know, okay, what's the future look like? And, you know, as people in positions of authority, we think about those things.
Sure.
Certainly. And so it sort of runs parallel.
I understand that. I mean, there's a time when you look to next. There's a time when you will have to look to see what's on the roster and look to next year. I mean, that's logical. And it's not easy to do when you have a guy who's got a legacy in his career. I mean, it's not easy to do.
No, and I think because the thing that I appreciate as a coach is what Eli brings behind the scenes. He's a pro. He works at it. I mean, he does all the things behind the scenes. As good as anybody.
Doesn't point fingers. Nope. Always takes the blame.
Takes the blame. Yeah. Deflects the praise.
Yeah. Always. Yes.
He does the things that you want in a professional football player, especially somebody that's, you know, the quarterback. And so, you know, at this point, none of what we're doing is perfect. There's many mistakes. And we're doing what we can to correct it.
How about you dealing with being 1-7 so far? I mean, how about, you know, when you came in, you had an idea about, you know, I guarantee it wasn't you were thinking you were going to be 1-7. That's for sure.
No. You're absolutely correct. But, you know, I believe in our coaches. I believe in the players we have in the locker room, and we just keep forging ahead. Listen, I'm a career educator.
Right.
And I do believe in our players, and I do believe if we keep working on them, this thing's going to turn. And, you know, I get my joy in life by working with these guys, and I'm with a lot of guys that have won a lot of games and won a lot of games myself, and we understand that, you know, insanity is chasing something down the same road with different results. So we're making the changes we need to.
We're trying to just keep
teaching the players, and, you know, at some point we'll break over.
Did you think, when you broke camp, did you think this was a winning team, or did you think you had a team that had a lot of issues?
Well, I didn't know what to expect from the team itself. You know, I felt like, listen, I go into every game thinking we can win it. So, you know, when we broke camp and we were getting ready to play Jacksonville, I felt like we could beat them. And then flip around the next week against Dallas, felt like we could beat them.
But you did know, because you did say in training camp that this team would go as far as your offensive line took it. So you were prophetic about that.
And I still believe that. And, you know, I think you can't, even though I said, you know, I said that and I mean it. You know, you can't fully judge where you're at with things until you get going and during the season. And, you know, we got a lot of improvements to make there.
Is there anything that you guys are kicking yourself that you missed with this offensive line, or in terms of how you should run this team? Is there anything that you're saying to yourself, there's something we should have done differently?
No, the offensive line, you know, I think with the guys we had here, we picked the best guys to move forward with. You know, we've had some injuries that you don't count on. I really felt like Peel was playing really well and was excited to see what he was going to be able to bring, you know, as the center, and got hurt against Dallas. You have some injuries. It didn't work out with Flowers, so, you know, we move on from Eric. Wheeler is put into a starting role, you know, and in a starting role, you don't know how he's going to respond. You know, so there, all of a sudden the uncertainty kicks in, and then you just keep playing. And then, you know, and then you try to develop and get the guys better.
What is your – is this a typical bye-week schedule? You're just giving them the weekend off? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, league mandates, they get 4 days off.
Right.
So we're going to give them the weekend off. We practiced today, which was a real spirited practice. It was good. And then we practice tomorrow, and they're going to be off. And actually, because we play on Monday, they'll have an extra day. But, you know, then we as coaches will go through the areas that, you know, are critical and that we're not, you know, doing as well in, and try to fix some things as we move forward, and then do the same thing. Coaches will take the weekend off, get back to work.
All right, Coach. Good luck. I mean, I know it's been a tough first half, that's for sure. So hopefully the second half, it can't be worse. Hopefully it gets better. All right?
All right.
We'll talk.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.